Hey, good Monday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Well, there wasn't much talk of politics at San Francisco's Outside Lands Fest in Golden Gate Park last night, despite lots of recent fodder for it. The music did all the magical heavy lifting as Paul Simon, yes, the retired from touring Paul Simon, made an exception by closing out the festival and donating his fees to some environmental charities. Well, not only did Paul play the obvious hits like The Obvious Child, You Can Call Me Al, and Bridge Over Troubled Water, but he brought out Bob Weir, who knew the two had been friends since 1967. That's when Paul Simon knocked on Bob Weir's door in the Heat and asked the Grateful Dead to play Monterey Pop. Well, last night marked the first time the pair ever duetted. Wow. But wait, there's more. After the happy crowd thinned out, Paul Simon stopped them dead in their tracks with the sound of silence. It was utterly quite quiet, save for the soft voices rising up and singing along in unity, something the song seemed to have the power to do last night during these exceptionally tumultuous times. Powerful stuff. While music and politics didn't explicitly collide at Outside Lands last night, they are doing so online with, of all things, Foster the People. Remember Pumped Up Kicks? Well, I'm not going to exactly describe the band's bizarre theory as to the death of Jeffrey Epstein at a Manhattan jail Saturday, lest we give it any serious credibility, but the news is that they are tweeting an alleged conspiracy in which the wealthy financier and convicted sex offender is still very much alive. Check out the interwebs if you want more on that. Well, no conspiracy here. A coroner has revealed that Silver Jews and Purple Mountains frontman David Berman did indeed die by his own hand at the age of 52 last week. The Guardian is reporting that court documents show how agribusiness giant Monsanto kept tabs on any media outlet or individuals that reported or spoke out critically of the company through what was called an intelligence fusion center. Well, no surprise, since he made an album in 2015 called The Monsanto Years, Neil Young was on their radar, and an internal memo showed that Monsanto did consider legal action against the singer-songwriter. Birthdays today: Bakersfield sound pioneer Buck Owens, Dire Straits' Mark Knopfler, and jazz guitarist Pat Metheny. And that is a wrap for Music News. For Prairie Public, I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!